Nearly 100 towns in New York State have passed laws that ban gas drilling. Most of the bans are temporary, about 20 are permanent. In part two of a series about the pair of Ithaca lawyers who laid the legal groundwork for these bans, the Innovation Trail's Matt Richman reports on the widespread opposition they face.
Helen and David Slache started working with the town of Ulysses in early 2011. It was the first place they helped write a natural gas drilling ban. The small Tompkins County town borders Ithaca. Town supervisor Roxanne Marino says the drilling ban was met with almost no opposition.
We had citizens come to every meeting, but we never had any citizens at any meeting speak against it. The citizens who came mostly were really for us acting and acting fast on something because people had a lot of anxiety.
Town officials in Ulysses shared their research with the nearby town of Dryden, which soon passed its own ban. Dryden's law led to a lawsuit from a natural gas company with leases there. As the bans moved from Tompkins County to other counties across the state, the Slaches followed. They spoke at town board meetings when invited, and soon, wherever the lawyers went, proponents of gas drilling went there too. Tom Shepstone is the Marcellus campaign director for the industry-funded website Energy in Depth. He criticizes the Slaches for saying they are working pro bono when their nonprofit Community Environmental Defense Council receives grant money.
Suppose that we marched into a community and we said, we're going to help you write a law that provides for natural gas drilling throughout your community without restriction and so on and so forth, and we're going to advise you and we're going to do it on a pro bono basis. Everybody would look at us and say, what? Are you kidding?
Shepstone says he is open about the fact that he works for land developers, in this case gas companies. And he says the Slaches should be more open about the money they're receiving, too. The couple received $50,000 a year in 2010 and 2011 from the Park Foundation. The foundation's executive director, John Jensen, says the Slaches were already doing the work before receiving any money from Park.
We heard about them in the community. We heard they were out there doing good work to assist municipalities with addressing the hydrofracking issues.
The Slaches say they would keep doing the work whether or not they receive the money. That's not enough of an explanation for Shepstone. He says the Slaches aren't just helping towns prepare for the gas industry. They're working for a group intent on keeping hydrofracking out of New York. Shepstone says officials should be listening to their town attorneys, not the Slaches, when considering new laws.
But in this case, what they're doing is, we see in many communities, is they're coming in and essentially substituting for the local attorney. The local attorney is relegated to the background.
Landowners and people from Shepstone's organization go to many of the meetings where the Slaches speak. They film the talks and write rebuttals. All this opposition hasn't caused the Slaches to seek a lower profile. In fact, says Helen Slache, it's kept her going.
These days, I feel like I have not done my job if they haven't attacked us at least a couple times each week. Like, so I must be doing something wrong.
So you're enjoying the fight a bit?
Yeah, like, it's perverse, but it's probably, again, why I'm a lawyer. I don't mind fighting, and I really like to win.
Slache is convinced they are winning, that the courts will uphold the bans. But not everyone is so sure. Scott Krakowski is the lawyer for the Joint Landowners Coalition of New York and represents a Middlefield landowner suing over that town's drilling ban.
You know, I have some serious concerns about what David and Helen Slache are doing. They, in many cases, are trying to convince towns that this is fine.
Krakowski thinks the bans will eventually be overturned on appeal. And if not, he says there will be lawsuits against towns over whether they can stop residents from selling mineral rights without compensation.
And so I'm not sure the towns understand what the Slaches are getting them into.
Krakowski says these small towns could stand to lose millions in legal fees and landowner compensation. It will be a while until this is all sorted out by the courts. And in the meantime, the Slaches and their opponents keep traveling around the state, visiting towns, and offering clashing legal arguments on what to do about hydrofracking. In Binghamton, I'm Matt Richman for WRVO News.
Support for the Innovation Trail comes from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. You can hear more about the reinvention of the upstate New York economy at innovationtrail.org.